First of all, it was not all of Tripoli that turned into a battlefield. It was the southeastern side of it. Probably there are pieces of real estate that are very, very populated. Presented great danger to the residents, and Tripoli, downtown Tripoli itself, was peaceful, very light traffic. I was there this morning. I had a great difficulty trying to get back to my house near the university, which was a battlefield there. And I had to jump over walls to get back into my house without being hit by gunfire in front of the house. So these two forces are some of the biggest forces in Tripoli. They're both hybrid militias. They have official status. They are employees of the government. They get paid salaries, and they have their official business buildings where they do business, and you see their cars with the insignia that indicates that this is a government entity. So I suppose that we can all agree that the cause of this is the lack of a political solution to the legitimacy crisis in Libya that's been festering for years now, 10 years. But of immediate concern is that maybe this is a turf war, and maybe the field is getting crowded in Tripoli.
Okay, so the obvious question now that has not been answered, why Mahmoud Hamza was detained in the first place? Do you have any information?
You know that Mahmoud Hamza was originally part of the group that detained him, and he split and constituted the 444. But I think it's rivalry between the two camps. Radha claims that they arrested him based on a request from the military prosecutor. The military prosecutor said nothing. Mr. Mnifi, who's officially in charge of that group, said nothing. Mr. Dbeiba, who's in charge of the 3-4s, got involved in the negotiations with the notables of the area under Radha control. And apparently they resolved the issue now. I don't hear any gunfire. I'm very close to the area of conflict, but I don't hear any gunfire anymore like we did for hours since last night.
So in the light of lack of information by the officials in Tripoli, is it fair to say that the Special Deterrence Force, or Radha, independently took action to apprehend Hamza?
It's possible. It's been done before. But, you know, there are lots of decisions by the military prosecutor and the general, the attorney general, to arrest people, and nothing happens. And sometimes it happens, it's used as an excuse, and sometimes people get arrested based on the initiative of those on the ground.
Okay, here's a question that everyone has been asking for a long time, and it seems that there's no answer. It's still very ambiguous to answer these questions, especially in the western part of the country. Militias, as you know, have been one of the most probably chronic issues Libya has been suffering from since the toppling of former regime. What is it that makes it extremely difficult to integrate all of these factions in one unit, in one entity?
Well, I mean, to be fair, militias are not a feature in the West only. What you have in the East is a militia that's given the name of it's a self-made army that got an official status by the HOR or the House of Representatives in the East, and these are militias that were given official status by the internationally recognized government and the internationally recognized presidential council. What happens here is that there is no one man that rules, just like in the East. There is one man that rules all the militias there, including the Salafis militias and the other militias that he has. Here it's more splintered, so there is a balance of power that sometimes gets upset, and we have these clashes.
As you know, there are talks about forming a new unity government to be mandated with election and whatnot. So what are the implications these clashes could have on the political process going forward?
I don't think it has any impact on the political crisis. Some people will use it obviously against Bieber, and they will point out that he's not in control even in Tripoli and so on. But it doesn't. Most people know that there is no way of forming a new government, because forming a new government now without an election roadmap that's solid means that you're going to get the same people that created this legitimacy crisis over the past 10 years to form the 13th government. This is going to be, if we form a new government, it's going to be the 13th government. So going back to the 2011, and obviously, if you're gonna let the House of Representatives and the State Council and Haftar to form a government, they will have no incentive of doing elections, because they wanna stick around and enjoy their handiwork. So I guess even the international community and the United Nations know this, and that's why they are insisting on getting to an implementable, widely accepted election plan before talking about a new executive authority.
Do you think that the new government or the new election will probably solve or subside the ongoing clashes that have been erupted sporadically throughout the country?
Well, there are no guarantees in these things, but definitely having one legislative chamber and this legislative chamber, or this constituent assembly, if you will, elects a new single government, that will be a good step away from now we have two bodies that are fighting over authority. You have the Presidential Council, you have the government of Mr. Bieber, you have a government in the East, you have HOR in the East, you have the High State Council in the West, and nobody knows who's in control, who's legitimate or not. This is the so-called legitimacy crisis that everybody is talking about and complaining about. I mean, we can't, elections are no panacea, but we have no other choice but to resolve this issue and hopefully start moving forward. That way, the militias in the West and the East, they cannot claim, well, I am legitimate because HOR said so, and the militias in the West, they will say, well, we are legitimate because the Presidential Council or the Bieber government, which are also internationally recognized just like HOR, are our official sponsors. So I think one legislative assembly and one government through that legislative assembly will move the ball forward and at least have some dynamics that may lead to a positive change. But we cannot continue like this with the same situation, with the same setup, that we've experienced over the past 11 years and produced nothing but one transitional government after another. And everybody, you know, sticks around for a year and then they complain and they form their own government. And that's been going on for a long time now. And I think it's time for change.